This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump visited Buckingham Palace in London Monday for a state dinner with Queen Elizabeth in the first of a three-day state visit to Britain that will also include talks with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. In remarks at Monday night's state dinner, the president paid tribute to the long-ruling British monarch, rather.
From the Second World War to today, Her Majesty has stood as a constant symbol of these priceless traditions. She has embodied the spirit of dignity, duty, and patriotism that beats proudly in every British heart.
The Queen said the visit reminds citizens of both countries of their common ground.
Visits by American presidents always remind us of the close and long-standing friendship between the United Kingdom and the United States.
On Tuesday, the president meets with British political leaders, including the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. She is expected to resign on Friday after failing to complete Britain's exit from the European Union. Trump has publicly backed former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson to succeed her. He told reporters before departing the White House late on Sunday that he may meet with Johnson while he's in London. In the past, he has criticized Mrs. May's handling of the Brexit impasse. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned an attack earlier today by Sudanese security forces that broke up a protest in Khartoum and killed or wounded dozens of people. The Central Committee of Sudan Doctors, which is close to Sudan's protest movement, says the death toll now stands at 30, with many more injured. You're listening to VOA News. Chicago police say the city has weathered its most violent weekend of the year so far, with 52 people shot and 10 killed. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson on Monday said the city had reached a despicable level of violence.
We know who a lot of these people are. And how do we know that? Because we keep arresting them over and over and over and over and over again. And it's just a vicious cycle. So until we hold violent offenders accountable the way that they should be, we're going to continue to see this.
Police believe the majority of the violence comes from gang activity. Johnson said a total of 92 firearms were seized since Friday. That's nearly double the amount seized in a typical weekend. Officials in Afghanistan say a powerful bomb ripped through a minibus carrying government employees in Kabul Monday, killing at least five people and injuring 10 others. A deadly attack in the capital occurred on the eve of Eid al-Fitr festivities that mark the end of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. The attack came a day after three separate bomb blasts in Kabul killed at least two people and injured 24 others. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility for those attacks, saying they caused 33 casualties among Afghan Shiites, journalists, and security forces. Mexico warned on Monday that Donald Trump's threatened new tariff on its imports would hurt the economies in both countries and not help him achieve what he wants, an end to the surge of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico to reach the United States. Mexican officials said in Washington they could only go so far in meeting Trump's demand to block the migrants' passage to avert Trump's imposition next Monday of a 5% tariff. Mexican ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcena, has warned that the tariffs could be counterproductive. Mexico has also contended that an additional 250,000 migrants could try to reach the United States if the tariff is imposed, on top of the thousands already crossing the southern U.S. border each month. A transgender woman in the United States in U.S. immigration custody since April has died after being hospitalized with chest pain last week. Officials confirmed to VOA that 25-year-old Johanna Medina Leon of El Salvador died in custody after being apprehended by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement on April 11th in Texas. She was denied entry to the United States and slated for immediate removal. She was later granted a status that would give her a first step in applying for asylum. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.